Could take days to get the power back on. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. For thousands of homes and businesses in Moore County, North Carolina, following Saturday's attack on two power substations, both heavily damaged by gunfire, North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper says crews are working to replace the damaged equipment.
I want to thank the people who are working so hard to restore power. It's very complex what they are doing, and they've been working around the clock to do that.
Governor Cooper vowing the shooter or shooters will be brought to justice. The sheriff in Moore County says whomever did the shooting knew what they were doing. Supreme Court Monday hearing arguments in the case of a website designer who claims Colorado's anti-discrimination law would force her to provide services for same-sex weddings, and that would violate her religious beliefs.
During the 2.5 hours of arguments, many of the justices appeared to struggle with how to balance the government's interest in upholding the rights of protected classes of people and the free speech rights of artistic business owners who don't want to endorse a message they don't personally believe. The extended arguments were packed full of hypothetical scenarios, from dating websites to pictures with Santa, about just where the justices should draw the line when it comes to businesses that are arguably artistic in nature.
Fox's Shannon Bream reports a decision is not expected until near the end of the high court's term in early summer. Actress Kirstie Alley has died, her children announcing in a statement following a short battle with cancer. Alley won the first of her two Emmy Awards, playing Rebecca Howe on the sitcom Cheers.
No, definitely not him. I prefer the Fortune 500 type, one who owns blocks, not one who plays with them.
Kirstie Alley was 71. Wall Street Monday, the Dow dropped 482 points, NASDAQ lost 221, the S&P 500 closed 72 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The White House calls it a distraction and old news. The release of internal Twitter documents showing the platform pulled tweets during the 2020 election at the request of the Biden campaign and others.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk is teasing there will be more smoking guns after his massive document dump that detailed how the company worked to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story. Musk was asked if Twitter was colluding with Democrats in the final days of the 2020 campaign.
If Twitter is doing one team's bidding before an election, shutting down dissenting voices on a pivotal election, that is the very definition of election interference.
Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says there's more to come.
What we've seen thus far are emails from the Biden campaign telling the Twitter that, you know, that wasn't a true story, which that was a lie.
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Attorney Michael Avenatti has received another 14 years in federal prison for cheating California clients out of millions of dollars in settlement money. Avenatti is already serving time from a conviction on similar charges in New York State. We may not have heard the last of the legal battles between Johnny Depp and his ex-wife.
Amber Heard filed an appeal in her case against her ex-husband, Johnny Depp. Her lawyers point to 16 errors made during the trial. According to documents obtained by Fox News Digital, the lawyers argued that the trial should have been held in California and that the trial shouldn't have taken place at all because Depp had already been found to have abused Heard in a United Kingdom court. The trial was in Fairfax, Virginia, because that's where the Washington Post is located. Depp contended an opinion article by Heard defamed him. Depp was awarded $10.3 million and Heard, 2 million. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.